Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, you know, I was in KZN this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Sister's birthday, having a jolly good time. Cousins came over, we're chilling. So, on Sunday evening, my upper lip starts to itch. I start scratching this thing. What's going on? I'm scratching. Sharp. Go to sleep. Wake up early because I have to come to work. Hey, now I've got a bump on the lip. cold sore for sure. What's going on? Okay, come to work. Then after work, I decide I'm going to go to Clicks. I tell them, yo, I think I got a cold sore. They give me this ointment. They're like, yeah, I just apply this. Good to go. Okay, go home. They say you're supposed to apply it once every 6 hours.
Yeah.
So 4 times a day. Generally, you're going to be sleeping at some time. So anyway, so I apply it. The thing is, this thing is white. Right?
Same on.
So now, you apply it, is it cool? Came in yesterday, chilled. Today, I come in, I applied a lot this morning. I come in, Chris, my dude, the first, I was like, yo, Sissy, you got something on your lip. I was like, no, don't worry, I'm good. He thought it was toothpaste. Then my player is in the studio with us, so we're talking. He's also signaling. Like, no, don't worry, I'm good. But it got me thinking. Do you remember? There was this thing, man. I'll look it up. I forgot what it was called. It was Function Something. It was called Gentio Violet. Do you know what that
never
is?
Never heard of that.
You do. You know it, man. It's just, it's like a, it's not an ointment, but it's like, it's purple. And
oh,
it's like a disinfectant.
Thing.
Oh, that
you apply it to sores.
Oh,
yes.
I've never known what it was called.
Yes, it's a disinfectant.
Yeah.
So basically, it stops this launder from getting septic.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I remember when I was a kid, like, yo, if I saw a kid with that thing, I was like, yo, bro, what is going on? It seemed like it's not that it's embarrassing to have it, but that thing looks like a highlighter.
It does.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like a
purple. So, yeah. And so, like, when you're young, there'll be kids that have, like, sores on their head. Then they apply that thing. They're like, bro, why is your head got highlighters now? And as a kid, I can imagine, like, as a kid, that must have been the worst thing to roll with, right? Because it's so visible.
True.
And it attracts so much attention. It's got to be embarrassing. But at the same time, that's a thing that actually stops your sore from, I guess, getting worse or going septic.
Yeah.
And it will heal you immediately like that because it's just like a drying agent. You know? When you're an adult, though, there are some things that you're just walking around like, yo, bro, I should not be dealing with this at this time.
A cold sore is one of them, trust me.
You had one, what, 3 weeks ago?
No, I have them.
Last year.
So for me, when I go through periods of stress, I'm definitely going to get a cold sore. When I overheat, like for instance, if I were to sit somewhere where the heater is on full blast the whole time.
Really?
At some point I am. Yeah, if my body overheats, I am going to get a cold sore.
Wow.
I can actually feel it coming. So now the worst thing is if it comes out on like a Thursday, because you know that by the Friday, Saturday, it's bigger. And then I have to be on air. I'm like, yo, Jesus.
That is funny. And then my Blair's like, you know you got herpes. Like, yes, my Blair.
I know it's
a form of herpes.
Yes, it's herpes simplex.
It's herpes.
But did he say that on air?
No.
Okay. No, but we're generous with you. Because if it was us or Solomzi, he'd be like, guys, let me tell you what Sol looks like today.
That is funny.
Be a highlight, right?
Yes.
No, first of all, Mbo had one like the other week, what, 3 weeks ago. I didn't bring it up.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah, because you're not observant. Also, you're blind.
And then they'd be like, no, Sol, your immune system. We need to get it checked out.
Sol's immune system is super weak, though. But no, listen. So now, another thing is, generally, when you don't rest, that's only susceptible to, like, these illnesses, right?
Yes.
If you haven't slept, change your season.
Yep.
And then, I mean, I don't know, okay, what else. But, yeah.
It's like when someone's walking around in a calamine.
Yes! Do you know what calamine is, Sol?
Come on. I have a cousin mom, so trust me. I know what calamine is. She just applied the whole thing on her face, the white stuff.
Yeah. And again, that's the thing, right? All of these things, they just require like a drying agent.
Yes.
So that's why they use calamine. Sometimes they'll even apply toothpaste on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the toothpaste will also dry it out, then it becomes a scab, then it'll obviously just fall off. So yeah,
but it's hectic, eh? When you're an adult, it's weird that when you're a kid, as you said, it's okay to walk around with these things because this is what you need to do, and you must follow the instructions. But when you're an adult, you almost feel like you constantly have to explain yourself, even though you know you don't have to. But it's almost like you have to say, "Don't mind my lip," before anyone says.
Even a plaster as an adult is childish, bro. Like, why are you moving with the plaster?
I remember when I had monkeypox, and you're right. You got to explain yourself because people only knew one way to contract this thing. Mm-hmm. And I had to explain myself that, no, I did not get it like that. I don't know how I got this
that
thing.
Is funny.
And I remember bumping into Peter Musimane, and I've always wanted to pick with him. I tried posting it, had to delete it because I thought people would look past the monkeypox.
Like,
and it became, what is going on with this guy?
Did they ask you about the monkeypox?
Everyone asked me about the monkeypox, and they were like, hold on, don't you get that thing via...
Yeah.
I was like, no, I don't know how I got it, but I have not been playing like that.
Yo, that's money. Yo, give us a shout. So the last time I had a cold sore, I think, if I remember correctly, was 2009. And so, yeah, so now I got one. Let us know what your thoughts are. How do you deal with it? Have you ever had to deal with it? 086-000-0959.
David in Helderberg.
Good morning, Feed the World. Tim, how are you?
We well. Good. Thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Rushing to work. I'm going to be brief.
Mm.
I have an embarrassing moment, guys. I have a scar on my neck.
Okay.
And that scar came about when I was about 6 years old. And my mom was making up the coal stove, and I think I came back from playing, so I took the jersey and I put it on over my neck and took out the hairs of the jersey, but then I fell asleep while the stove was heating up.
Eesh.
And then I fell onto the stove and somebody had to kick me off. So now I walk around with a scar on my neck from that because that stove burnt me so badly. So every now and again, when I walk around, okay, my mom applied that whitey stuff. I can't remember what was it back then, to dry up the sore. So now I walk around with this car, and everybody just looks at me, hang on, did you try and kill yourself or something? Were you trying to hang yourself?
Oof,
so, man, it's bad. I have 45 years later, I'm still explaining myself, right?
Yeah, there's a friend of mine. I don't know. I've never asked him.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally got a scar across his neck. From the one side all the way to the other.
Yo.
And it doesn't go around.
No, it doesn't go around. But he's been to jail. So
wait, as if someone was trying to slit his throat.
Yeah.
Type vibe.
Yeah. And it's got stitches, you can see.
Oh wow.
So I don't know if you know this. Like in the US, have you ever heard rappers talk about $1.50?
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm,
I'll give you $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're referring to. Because they call it $1.50 because it's 150 stitches.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so when 50 is talking about $1.50, that's essentially what it is.
It's not 51 rand.
I've never asked him, Muti, bro, how did you get it? But, hey,
you're going to come with it. Maybe it's innocent. Don't call
me. It could be innocent. Yeah. But like I said, he's been to jail.
Yeah, but you see, that is you concluding.
Well, I'm sorry, but ask him.
No, I'm sorry. It's just not my business. Well, sometimes,
man, if you're my friend, I'm going to ask you.
These things are like linked to trauma sometimes. These guys are going to start crying like, you. And it's not that important for me to know what matters is alive.
Hi, Kaya FM team. I can deal with cold sores. You just take a multivitamin and a vitamin D3 every single day and you're sorted.
Hey, Susan, the team. Yo, wait. The flu blister. Oh, my sister the past weekend was getting married. Friday morning woke up with that flu blister. Imagine. So we had to treat it teaspoony, everything, just to make sure that the bride looks good on a day.
Did she say teaspoony?
Mm.
What about the teaspoon?
I'm not sure.
What, you heat it and you put it on the thing? Yeah, my daughter.
Hi.
I think I've heard of that before, actually, though.
And you just heat it. You don't apply anything to the teaspoon coating or something?
Okay, so here's the thing. Because the mouth cavity, right, is so, how can I put it, so soft. Mm. You're supposed to get this thing to be a scab as soon as possible. So I suppose when you put the teaspoon on it, I guess then it gets it to burn out, I think. I don't know.
Makes sense.
Mm.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.